I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's called Kenyans for Kenya, a nationwide effort to help the plight of Kenya's famine victims in the north. Kids Alive International works in the region. Their Kenya sponsorship coordinator, Jane Mugure, says 3.5 million Kenyans are facing tragedy. She says their sponsored kids even helped.
Just pray for the situation. Give the money we would have spent for lunch towards this initiative for Kenya.
By skipping lunch, they gave the equivalent of $32. Mugure says they need funding for the added demand for food, but also for Bibles. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, the scriptures were presented for the first time to an isolated people group in Kyrgyzstan. This week, an Audio Scripture Ministries team is going back to see how the gospel's taken root and distribute more scripture players. Tom Dudenhofer says despite the nation's jaded past regarding religious freedoms, the group has the government's support. The team's even been given access to unofficial border crossing roads. Pray for even more relationships to be built to further spread the gospel.
I don't think this is going to be the last chapter at all. Probably just chapter two in the story of trying to minister to this very isolated, lonely group.
And under communism, Donetsk was a crown jewel in Ukraine. However, today, high unemployment and rampant substance abuse have resulted in fractured families. Russian Ministry's School Without Walls program answers this with a hope of Christ. The program equips and trains upcoming church leaders in evangelism and discipleship. Right now, their team's trying to open a second rehab center in the region. Ask God to meet their needs. There's more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India or Nepal from Global Action. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name to distribute blankets during the winter months at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.